Here's something that's easy for a lot of us to take for granted: water flowing out of your tap at home. Some 7 million residents of Mexico City don't have that luxury today. The Mexican capital and surrounding areas are either without running water entirely or with a very limited amount. The pipelines that transport water from a major reservoir outside the city are being repaired. Here's more from Emily Green in Mexico City.
Aurora Mendez lives in an old house in the neighborhood of Roma Norte. And ever since a few months ago, when she first heard on the news that a water outage was coming, she's been stressed out.
Están amenazando que hasta 8 días.
She says the authorities said the water could be cut for up to 8 days. And unlike a lot of the new apartment buildings in her gentrifying neighborhood, her old house doesn't have a tank for storing water.
Tengo suficiente ahorrado para 4 días porque soy una persona sola.
She says she bought water barrels to last for 4 days, which is doable because she lives alone. The water supply will be cut for a minimum of 4 days, but officials have warned the supply may not be fully restored for several days longer. Meanwhile, the city will try to help residents cope by circulating a fleet of almost 1,000 tanker trucks to distribute water, especially to schools, hospitals, and prisons. Mexican authorities have regularly turned off parts of the city's water system for the past 10 years to do repairs. But the cuts have never lasted this long or affected so many people, says Luis Zambrano, a biologist and expert on Mexico City's water system.
We drove ourselves to that situation, but it's not that the mistake has been done now. It has been done for the last 400 years.
All the way back to when the Spaniards took the land from the Aztecs. As they colonized, the Spaniards drained lakes and replaced Aztec canals with streets. And the Spaniards began drawing water from underground aquifers. But now, with 21 million people in Mexico City, the aquifers are being depleted, which is why water is being pumped in by pipes so old that about 40% of the water is lost to leaks.
It will get worse every time because the system is getting older, and also it's because every year we will depend more on this system and less in the aquifer because the aquifer is also getting run out of water.
And things could get a lot worse, says Arnaldo Matas, Mexico City's chief resilience officer. He says Mexico City is lucky that it hasn't faced a major drought, unlike California or South Africa.
If we face a prolonged drought in the next 20 to 30 years, and then we don't have the local supply that provides the aquifer, then that will be a really important risk for the entire population living in the metropolitan area.
Matas says the water outage should serve as a wake-up call to politicians and citizens that major changes are needed. But until that happens, Mexico City will be relying on leaky pipes and drying aquifers to supply one of the world's largest metropolitan areas. For The World, Emily Green, Mexico City.